All right, Channel 9, some exciting news being announced by Windows Phone today. We're talking about the new announcements and new features of the next operating system of Windows Phone, codenamed Mango. But what you want to know, what's relevant to you, the developers, is what Matt Behnke is here to talk to us about. So first of all, Matt, thanks for hanging out with me.
Absolutely.
All right, let's give a brief overview of the announcements made about Mango today.
Hi, Laura. First, thank you very much for having me.
Let's just get right to it.
Yeah. So
no time to say hello.
So it is a really exciting day for Windows Phone and for our consumers and for our developers. You know, for consumers, it's delivering on what we promised, which is continuing to add value for existing Windows Phone users. Today, we're announcing the release of new functionality, things like Groups,
okay.
Twitter integrated into the People Hub, IE9 coming, a great browser, world-class browser coming. You know, really making it easier for consumers to use their applications in lots of different ways. So it's a pretty exciting day for Windows Phone all up.
Great. So the people who already have a Windows Phone or are considering getting a Windows Phone, this is going to be really sort of valid and legitimate for you guys. So, but let's talk about what it means to our audience, Channel 9, the developers.
Right. Well, so the great news is that today developers can go and download the new tools for Windows Phone.
Okay.
And it's going to create a lot of new functionality.
Right now.
Go to the website, download the tools. I've got a blog post up on it as of now.
Okay.
And, you know, it's really just unlocking a lot of new functionality for developers.
Let's talk about some of those functionalities. What opportunities are available now?
So lots of different things. You know, as we announced at Mix, we're making available things like background processing, multitasking. We're releasing a new emulator, a new profiler.
Mm-hmm.
We're allowing developers to merge Silverlight and XNA. We're making Silverlight 4 available, IE9, and all the hardware accelerated graphics that come with that. You know, just to name a few, just lots of, it's a power-packed release for developers.
Okay, and so with all those opportunities, are there also different capabilities for developers, or different things they'll be able to do?
Absolutely. So, you know, just to pick a few.
Yeah, dive deep.
Developers will have access to sockets for the first time. They'll have access to our calendar and our contacts directly. They'll have new sensor capabilities, access to things like the camera, the gyros, the compass. So, you know, you bring all of these different examples that I've mentioned together, and it's just a new opportunity for developers to be creative.
Be creative, right. Yeah. And then, as you said, these are tools available right now.
Right now.
For free.
For free.
So the call to action is?
Get online, go to create.msdn.com.
There it is.
And download the tools.
All right.
And, you know, can I give you a couple more examples?
I'd love for you to.
So, you know, some things that are really, everything I've just mentioned, you know, there's the multitasking, the background processing, Silverlight and XNA together,
mm-hmm.
the sockets, the access to the different sensors. You know, those are just a few examples of just power tools for developers, making more performant apps, better apps with more capability that work faster. Those are all good things. There's a few things that we're releasing today in the tools that are really unique to Windows Phone, and I can't wait to see what developers do that are creative with them.
Okay.
One of them is Live Tiles V2.
Okay.
And that's the ability.
What's the difference there?
Well, so it's the ability for developers to have something on the client that pushes notifications to the live tiles that are on the home screen. And in fact, just as you see behind us,
yep.
you know, something that's really special about our user interface, the Metro design, is these live tiles. And the fact that with a glance and go interface right on people's home screen, they see what's important to them updated. You know, as of now, developers can use client-side code to push updates to the tiles, and we're enhancing the availability for developers to make new information available. So, for example, they can flip to the back of the tiles. They can push more information real time. You know, there's alarms and push notifications.
Nice.
And then there's another cool thing that we're doing for developers today in these tools. It's the ability to help consumers connect with their applications in different places in the user interface.
So is this similar to like the search, the way that consumers will find the apps?
Yeah, it is pretty similar. So Joe showed it at Mix. It's the ability for a developer to service their application, you know, in different elements of the user interface. So, for example, if you go to search and you search for movies, if your application is relevant to movies, it'll actually show up in one of the panes or the panoramas around movies, and you can link right into the application from there. That's for existing applications that consumers have downloaded. Even if you haven't downloaded it, the phone's going to be smart enough to suggest applications that'll help you search for that movie. And it could be a movie, it could be an event, could be a product,
restaurant.
Could be a place, yeah, restaurant.
Great.
Could be another place. So it's pretty cool. I think it's a really special opportunity for developers to get their applications to right in front of the consumer when they need it.
Right, and it also sounds like an opportunity for developers to make more money.
Yeah.
Because they'll be more visible.
Absolutely, and I'm going to take that opportunity to tell you about another way developers can make money today.
They love this, so tell me.
So we're announcing today the availability of our web-based marketplace.
Right.
And so we're going to expose another opportunity for consumers to go discover and buy our developers' applications. And it's really cool to have that available. So consumers will be able to go to the web marketplace, find developers' apps, and then actually buy them there, download them there, and then they'll show up on the consumer's phone.
Yeah, because I know in the past people have been sort of murmuring about the fact that we've had to use third-party sites to sort of do a search for you know, Windows Phone applications. So now you guys have created your very own sort of master web marketplace?
Yep, that's right. And that's sort of fitting with the theme that you're implying there. We've been listening.
Yes.
And we're working on it. You know, we're just going to keep delivering this kind of value that developers have been asking for. So, it goes all the way from the, I would call them really core capabilities of the platform, things like multitasking, to really exciting things like we believe that IE9 on Windows Phone is going to be the best browser on smartphones. And then things that are really unique and I would say magical for Windows Phone, things like live tiles with new capabilities, things like the ability to connect with an application wherever you are in the user interface.
That's great. So is the web marketplace available today, or is that going to be coming soon?
So the web marketplace will be available later this year, at the same time that the Mango update is available for consumers.
All right, Matt, is there anything else developers need to know about?
Two more things.
All right, two things.
One is, I wanted to mention that we're expanding in the Mango timeframe from 16 to 35 markets. We'll have the marketplace operational.
Okay.
Big markets, places like Japan, Korea, Brazil, India.
I love Brazil.
Yeah, we're pretty excited about that. Those are big markets, more developers, more consumers, all good things. Plus, developers will be able to submit from places like China, you know, another big market that we're really excited about. And second thing is, go to create.msdn.com and download the new tools. They're there for you today.
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 Right now.
They're free.
Stop watching this video.
How much
do
they cost?
Go get the tools. Build apps.
They're free.
They're free.
Go get them.
You have no excuse not to.